Chapter 73. Back at the house, Jesse actually did shower and shave. He didn't know how Hunsicker managed it, but there were new clothes in the right sizes waiting for him when he was ready to get dressed. The jeans were fine, as were the running shoes, as was the burnt orange and white Longhorns t-shirt. The four of them even managed a civil, if somewhat awkward, breakfast together, Jen glaring at Jesse through most of it. As he ate his omelet and drank his coffee, Jesse couldn't quite figure out exactly what he was supposed to have done to prevent what had gone on the night before. It wasn't as if Hale had given him a choice of venue for dinner or drinks, and there was no accounting for Elroy Cates's movements. As the meal drew to an end, though, it dawned on him. The reasons for Jen's anger were suddenly obvious. Jen had a problem, one that Jesse didn't fix. Worse, he couldn't fix. Oh, he'd prevented Hale from killing Elroy Cates. He'd fixed that all right, managing to get himself arrested in the process. The deeper problem lay not with Jesse, but with Hale Hunsicker. For his part, Jesse had nearly forgotten who'd been the root cause of all the trouble. Although Elroy Cates was the instigator, it wasn't him. The root cause was Cassie Cates. Cassie got under Jen's skin way more than Diana ever could. And it seemed to Jesse that Hale had wanted Jesse to meet Cassie, or at least knew running into her at the jungle bar would be a distinct possibility. Jesse didn't want to think about it, and Hunsicker saved him from having to. "Ladies, if you'll excuse us," Hale said, standing and putting a hand on Jesse's shoulder, "we have some things to discuss." Diana said, "Sure." Jen pouted but kept quiet. The two men moved into a room in the house Jesse hadn't been in or seen before. Well, there were about 20 of those, but this one was on the ground floor and not far from the room where the party had been held that first night he and Diana arrived in Dallas. It was what Hale politely referred to as a library, but it was more accurately a home office. The 25-by-30 room with 12-foot ceilings was full of glass, steel, hardwood, and leather furniture. At least it looked used and worked in, and not strictly for show. There were plenty of built-in bookshelves lined with books, most of which seemed never to have been touched by human hands. Jesse didn't judge him too harshly for that. Hale Hunsicker wouldn't be the first rich person to try to look like he'd read a lot more literature than he, in fact, had. What he did judge Hunsicker harshly for was walking him into his drama with the Cateses while they were in the midst of this thing with Peepers. It took a few seconds for Jesse to notice that Scott Cahan had reappeared and was standing behind Hunsicker's desk, staring out the big leaded windows of diamond-shaped panes at the small lake beside the house. He didn't acknowledge Jesse or his boss's presence, which suited Jesse just fine. Jesse had something to say to Hunsicker before they moved on. "What the fuck was that about last night, Hale?" Hunsicker tried to look shocked, but failed badly. "What about last night?" "That whole thing with Cassie Cates. That wasn't an accident. And please don't insult my intelligence by claiming otherwise." "Can't this hold for a little while longer? Scott's got some—" "No, Hale, I don't think so." Jesse pointed at Hale. "Your heart's torn about your old girlfriend. Okay, I understand that. But you better not walk down that aisle with Jen if you're going to screw around on her with Cassie. Jen's not my business anymore, but that doesn't mean I don't care. I wouldn't be here if I didn't care. Jen isn't stupid. She knows something's up with you." "I know she's not stupid, and yeah, I guess that I was the stupid one last night, dragging you to the jungle bar. And I won't claim it was the bourbon, though it helped. I just wanted to see Cassie one more time before the wedding's all. I knew she'd be all over me, and I guess I wanted to test myself. Pass or fail. Don't worry about Jen and me, Jesse. I won't blow up the best thing that's ever happened to me. Promise." Jesse didn't bother carrying it any further. What was he going to do? Threaten the man? To what end? Hale and Jen were adults, and Jesse hoped they both knew what they were getting into. One thing Jesse wasn't going to get into was some bullheaded attempt to save Jen from herself. He'd said his piece, and that was that. "Besides," Hunsicker said, Scott here really does have some important information. I'm listening. Kahan turned around to face Jesse. He nodded hello. Jesse nodded back. Kahan picked a file up off the top of his boss's desk and walked it over to Jesse. He didn't hand it to him. Instead, he looked Jesse in the eye and said, "Peepers is alive, and he's here."